Okay, today's daf is daf Pei Zayin and Maseches Ksubis. We are on Pei Vav Mabez. Again, we're in the Mishnayos. This whole Gemara is, this whole Perek is about the relationship between the husband and the wife in terms of certain monetary relationships related to the Nechasim, where he says, I'm not going to argue with you about certain things. He gives her rights, he doesn't give her rights. There's a fight about the Nechasim afterwards, who has the rights. So now we are up to the next Mishnah. One ha'ara, someone came over yesterday after the Mishnah, related to the Yerushalmi that we had quoted at the end of yesterday's shiur, the Shalom Bayis Yerushalmi. Yes, anytime there are shvuas involved, you know, it's not like that the Mishnah suggests that the husband should ask the wife to take a shvua, but as the Ron says, it's Mesechus Ksubis, that's why we're talking about the husband and the wife, but we're really talking about anybody who has a financial, monetary relationship with somebody else, they have the power to make these shvuas. But it is correct that this might not be the greatest idea in Shalom Bayis to even the shvuas that are allowed me'ikur hadin between the husband and the wife, it wouldn't be the greatest idea to suggest these for Shalom Bayis issues. Okay, says the Mishnah. Kasav la, peivav mabez, the second Mishnah. Kasav la, neder ushvua, ein li alecha. If a man writes to his wife, I'm not going to have a shvua or a neder on you. Meaning he is relinquishing rights that he might have in the future in terms of forcing his wife to take a shvua about something. What type of shvua? The Gemara will discuss. But if he says that lashon, I don't have a shvua on you, ein yachol hashbia. So then he is not able to be mashbia her. I will mashbia who as your sheha as abam brushusa. But that lashon is just alayach on you. But her yarshim or habayim brushusa, those who come in her stead. What does that mean? Rashi says if she sold the rights of the ksuba to someone and someone is coming in her stead, so all those people he would be able to be mashbia, cause them to swear because he just said the lashon of alayach. Neder ushvua ein li alecha alayach al yershayach al abam brishusayach. Right, if he says I don't have a neder or a shvua on you or your yershim or those who come in your place, einu yachol hashbia lo hiv lo yershav lo abam brishusa. Then he can't be mashbia anybody because he said an all inclusive lashon. Aval, but if he dies, yershav mashbia nosa ves yershav as abam brishusa. But his yershim would because his lashon only included himself. It did not include his yershim. But if he says neder ushvua ein li v'lo li yarshai v'lo labam brishusai alayef al yarshai v'al labam brishusayef, if he has the all inclusive lashon on both sides, so then einu yachol hashbia lo hu v'lo yarshav lo labam brishusai lo usav v'lo yarshav lo labam brishusai. So then nobody from his side could be mashbia anybody from her side because he is already being mischayev not to claim a shvua. The Achrona point out how could one do this? Isn't this a davar shel bala olam? Right, the situation where the shvua is obligated hasn't come yet. So how could you say I'm not going to make you take a shvua? So they try to work it out exactly. How could you pot yourself from a davar shel bala olam? Also, yeah, right. What is it chalam? What you're obligating yourself to something that is not tangible. Right, it's a right that's not existing yet that she does. So you're right, they try to work out what exactly is it. Could you be besalik yourself? Could you be mischai of yourself to be quiet in a future circumstance? That's what the Mishnah seems to be talking about. The Ritva also, interesting, the Mishnah says, Kasavla. He wrote this to her. Is that, did he have to write it to her? The Ritva and the Ron both say, Lav Dafka. He could have just said it to her. Pirish, Kasav Lav Dafka, Dehu Adin Ba'amira, Dekoshi Upater O Mechila Ba'amira Ba'al Masagi. The Ritva and the Ron both say, this could have just been Amira. You didn't have to write it. You could have said it. The Pnei Yeshua argues. The Pnei Yeshua quotes the Ritva. And the Ron says, no, I think that you have to write it. Why? Because, says the Ritva, Dechol Hecha, the Tani Kosef, had a Bekinyan. What is writing? That reflected there was a Kinyan that took place. If he wrote it, there was a Kinyan. Im Kain, maybe here Dafka, it had to be a Kinyan. Why? Because when do we say that a person has Ne'emanus just to say something and the other person will trust him? That's only Bishas, something takes place. Bishas Ahalva. Or like if we have the cases of Amana. Right, if you say before, you say at the top of all, let's just write this, but I'm not really going to collect from you. That works b'shas halva, even just an amira work. But the Gemara B'Metzia says, in the quote in Shulchan Aruch, if it's shalo b'shas halva, be'in and kinyan. If it's at the top of all, how do you connect this commitment to the loan or the relationship that takes place, then you need a kinyan. So here too, maybe, so the Pnei Yeshua says, you're doing this already, shalom b'shas nisuin. Maybe you're doing this not at the moment of nisuin, maybe they're already married. So therefore, in that case, that's why an amira would not work. It would only work with kosev. So again, either kosev is lav dafka, maybe it's just to be parallel to the other mishnayos in the perek, or the Pnei Yeshua says, maybe it is dafka. End of the Mishnah. Hocha mikaver baila lebeis aviyah. What if right from the cemetery, after she buried her husband, she goes back to her father's house? So there's no way, in the case, Rashi says, in the case where he potered her from taking a shvuah. So what happens in that case? After death, though, she goes straight to her father's house, meaning there's no way she was involved in the nechasim after the husband's death. Or she goes back to her in-law's house, and she was not made an aputrapis, a guardian of the properties of the husband, to take care of the Yarshim. And the Yarshim mashpia nosas. So in that case, the Yarshim cannot be mashpia her, because from the time during the lifetime of the husband already patered her, and now afterwards there wasn't a hechitipsi that should be involved in the nechasim. Vimnas is aputrapia, but if she's made an aputrapis afterwards, so then hayorshim mashpianos ala asin lavo, vein mashpianos ala shaver. The yorshim will be able to be mashpia her on the future, but not on the past. What does that mean? The Gemara will discuss. What does that mean? Future versus past. Okay, says the Gemara. Shvua ma'ivitza. So the Pashas of the Gemara is first asking on the Reish of the Mishnah. When the first half of the Mishnah spoke all about the cases of the husband is allowed to make some type of agreement beforehand to say that the woman will not have to take any Shvuah or Neder. So which Shvuah or Neder are we talking about? Maya Vidita. So Machlokas. Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav. So Rav says, Al aputrapa shenasis b'chaye baila. What Shvuah does he have the power? And do we assume that he is pottering her from being from the shvuah of an aputrapis of somebody who takes care of the nechasim during his lifetime? As we said yesterday, the husband could give the woman the rights to take care of all his financial matters. But if somebody takes care of financial matters, aputrapis, you know, he would want to be able to be mashbia her. He would have that ability. And lechora, he's thinking about that. That's what we assume that he's trying to potter himself from, and that's the case of the Gemara of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that he is pottering her. So this is the shvuah that he's pottering her from, the shvuah of an aputrapis during her husband's lifetime. But Rashi already alludes to the next line of the Gemara. But let's say a shvuah of pogemes ksubasa. What does pogemes ksubasa mean? We're going to have that in the next Mishnah, where the woman says, I've already collected a portion of my ksuba. Even though the ksuba says, you owe me 200, I got 100 of it, but I'm collecting the other 100. So that is a reyasa. That is now the shari is a little weaker, because we know she got half of it. So the Mishnah says, in the next Mishnah, that she would have to take a shvua that she didn't collect the other half. If she didn't collect any, she just comes with a shtar and there's no shvua. If it's from the husband. But if she already pogame her ksuba, she ruins it a little bit, so then that's a shvua. So says Rashi, that's what this sheet of Rida Marav is excluding. The husband is only pondering himself, herself, from making her swear about the apotropa shvua, but not about the pogemis. Why? What's the difference? Because the pogemis is something that comes from her. She causes that to herself. So the husband's not thinking about that, right? The issue of apotropis, the husband knows he's going to make her an apotropis, and he wants to potter her from that shvua. And therefore, it makes sense that, right, that's what Rashi says. That's a shvuah to karami hu Allah. He is causing her to take that shvuah. He made her the aputrapis. So therefore, we can assume that he has that in mind. That's how Rav Yashav explains this piece. But in the case of pogemes, that's coming from her. He has no idea that she's going to be poging the ksuba. She's going to say, I collected some. So therefore, we can't assume that that's partially what's in his mind here. But let's just do the other sheet. No, the second sheet is that, no, it's even the case of pogemes ksubasa is included in this exemption. The husband has all shvuas in mind, even in the case of pogemes ksubasa.
Is that a mode of a
mixas? That's exactly the Gemara's question on Amid Beis today. We're going to get to that. What is that? Is that that might be a backwards mode of a mixas, as we'll talk about then.
Because that's a shvuah d'oraisa, does he have the right to...
That's the question. Is that a Shuvah Daraisa? Well, your question, we're going to get to that case on Amar Beis, but the other question that the Rishonim here ask is, there is another Shuvah listed in the next Mishnah, Shuvah's Eid Echad. What if a woman is coming to collect her Ksuba, and one Eid says that the Ksuba has been collected? So we know in general, an Eid Echad is Kam L'Shvua. An Eid Echad is a big discussion in Lundis. We're not going to touch on it today, but in Eid, we know two Eid that make you pay. One Eid makes you swear. Where the Gemara says, any time when two Eidim would make you pay, an Eid Echad would make you swear. So how much is an Eid Echad? Half of a two, or is that a different type of Mechayev? Because the halacha is, if a person doesn't swear, he has to pay. So how much is the one Eid, half of two Eidim, or a separate independent Mechayev? That is a discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim. But here, there is a Machlokas Rishonim. Fine, the Gemara quotes a machlokas, whether the husband's exception is by the case of Shuah of an Apotropis, or even a Shuah Pogemis. What about Shuah's Eid Echad? So the Ravid, quoted here in the Rush and elsewhere, the Ravid says, it does not help for the Shuah's Eid Echad. Because the husband does not have the right, that's Shuah Daraisa, Shuah's Eid Echad. And the husband does not have the right to pater from a Shuah that comes from a totally different source. Says the Raivin, the Pter Stam Lo Mahani Leirechad Meidashi Parua, right? Because that's something that the Torah believed him, and the Rush argues, V'lo Nihira Li the Hana Shvus De Masdison. All those Shvus, he can has the right to Pater. He is saying, I'm not going. You're right. It might be coming from the Eid Echad, but I am saying I'm not going to make you swear. Why can't he be behind himself to do that? So that's a case machlokas here between the Raivin and the Rush. So again, we have a machlokas between Rav Yehuda Amarav and Rav Nachman Amarav Baravua. What Shvua is included in the Mishnah? Just a Shvua Saputrapis that she might have to take, or even a Shvua of Pogemis Ksubasa that she might have to take. And again, Rashi's reason was, what's the difference? Rashi says, one is a Shvua that starts from him, one is a Shvua that starts from her. The Ritva has just one other idea, and then we'll move on. Ritva says maybe there's another reason for the first opinion, why it would only apply to Aputrapis. Because in the case of Aputrapis, the Baal is being Toveya Atainis Shema. He does not know whether she took anything. So therefore, that's a weak type of Tainus. Therefore, that's what he's pottering. But by a Pogemes Ksubasa, he knows whether he paid her or not. So maybe he doesn't have that in mind. Maybe that's a Tainus Vadai. So he doesn't want to potter her from a Shavua that he's going to have a Tainus Vadai. So that's another difference between the two. But either way, that's the Machlokas. Also, Rav Mordechai, Amar L'Shmaisa Kamei Rav Ashi. Rav Mordechai said this Machlokas in front of Rav Ashi. And he asked the following question. Bishlam Olamad Amar Pogemes Ksubasa, I understand the second shita, that the Baal is pottering her from the Shvua that she would have to take if she admits to getting part of the Ksuba collected. Damaska Daita, because then the it goes up in their mind. Dilma Misarech Lezuze, she says, you know what? When she gets married, maybe in the future I'll need some cash. Vishakelna Miksubasai, I'll ask the husband to pay me some of my Ksuba. Vyamarlik, Sovli Domish, obviously. And therefore she will say to the husband, you know what? Write down that you won't be mashbia me if I ever say that. So it'll go up in her mind that situation might come up. So we understand why that would be included in the Mishnah. But in the case of Aputrapis, so she doesn't know that she's going to be appointed as the Aputrapis on the husband's possessions. So why? How would she know? Mi avis yada de mosiv l'aputrapa. How would she know that he would appoint her at Aputrapis? De umrele, that she would say to him, ksovli t'lo mishvasli. You know, write for me that you're not going to be mashmiya me. So how would she ever know that? To ask what the husband's going to come on his own good wishes, I'm not going to be mashmiya you. It's probably the woman asking him. So if that's the case, so why would she ever think about that she would be made the Aputrapis? So that's a kasha on Manda Amar number one. So the Gemara answers, Rav Ashi says, Amar Le, you're right, you had a whole misreading of this machlokas. Atuna hamas disula. You thought that this machlokas, these two opinions are going on the first half of the Mishnah. Anana hamas disula really is going on the second half of the Mishnah. As follows. Hachum mekever bailo lebe saviya. The second half of the Mishnah said that if she went straight from the cemetery after she buried her husband to her father's house or to her in-law's house, and she was never an aputrapis, ena yosha mashmirosa, the yosha can't be mashmir her, right? Because she was never alone with the property. But if she was made an aputrapis, yosha mashmirosa la asilavo, vein mashmirosa la sha'avar. The yosha can be mashmir her on the future, but not on the past. What does that mean? Sha'avar maya viditza. What does that mean that they cannot be mashpia her on the past? That's where Rav Yehuda Amar Rav made his comment. Not on the first half of the Mishnah. On the first half of the Mishnah, you're right, there's only one opinion. What we said before, from Rabba Bar Avua, Pogamas Ksubasa. But this statement of Yehuda Amar Rav is going on this part of the Mishnah. What do the Yarshim not have the power over? Sha'avar maya viditza. If she was an aputrapas during the lifetime of the Baal, the Yarshim cannot be mashpi her. Why? Because the husband gave up tur. That was the case of the Mishnah. He says, Shvu av neder ein li alayach. Aval, so that's the end of the answer of the Gemara. But now the Gemara just quotes another machlokes, a detail within this last part of the Mishnah. Aval bein misa l'kvura mashpi inam la. But the Yarshim, even though the husband pottered her from taking a shvua, for being an aputrapas, the Yarshim can be mashbiah her for stuff that happened between death and burial of the husband. Because the fact that he exempted her, that only was in his lifetime. But after his lifetime includes right after he dies. Already then the Yarshim have the power to be mashbiah her. The Rush says, even though she was only osik b'sar chayameis, still, the Yarshim have the power to be mashpia her for that time period. And for Rav Masna, Amar, we don't pass in that way. We pass like Rav Masna. Rav Masna says, no. Amar, afilu bei misa l'kfur lo mashpia inam la. If the husband gave her an exemption during his lifetime, that exemption holds through his burial. That's also included in the exemption. Why? Why is that? Da Amri Naharda, as Naharda he said, l'chargol mesoni l'kfura mas veninan b'lo achrasta. Naharda he says, for these three things, we sell even without making announcements to know whether we're getting the best price for it. Why? Because there's like a rush in these three cases, and we understand if people don't do the best that they can. Because people are under pressure. L'karga, people paying taxes for the orphans. The king is there, the governmental agent is there, so, you know, people are a little straight at that time, and they can't think fully straight. So we understand if they don't make the best deal. L'mizone, or feeding mizonos for the Yarshim. Ulikvura, or for burial. People aren't in their full frame of mind, you know, at that time period. So therefore, we don't fault them. So it's the same thing here, says Rav Masna. For the time period between Misa and Kfura, the Yarshim do not have the right to be mashbiah her. Rashi says, the efshar shlo tizalzel v'tafsiditon v'nimsei shvua sheker. It's impossible. It's a very, very difficult time period, right? That's why Rachman al Islan, you know, people who are in the funeral business, you know, have to be very erlich people, because it's a very big Yetzirah to rip people off at that time. Because people, you know, are going to do, they're not in the right frame of mind, and you could just charge them anything and they're going to do it, because that's what, it's a very, very, it's right, Sita Kadin, it's a tremendous mitzvah to be involved in that. But, you know, what there might be, maybe in the other Umos Ha'olam worlds, there could be certain scandals. Because there's a time period where the Gemara acknowledges that people are, you know, people aren't thinking straight. But at least from our point of view, in the Gemara, the Yarshim will not have the power to be Mashbiah. Tosis goes to Yerushalmi, which has a little different take on this line. Not that she'll be Mizalzel, but that if she knows that she will have to, take a Shvua on this time period, maybe she'll just say, forget the whole thing, I'm leaving. And she won't bury it. She won't take care of the burial. I don't want to have to take shvuas. Shvuas are serious things. Taking a shvuah, shame Hashem. So therefore she'll just say, forget the whole thing, and she'll leave. So we don't want that to happen either. So therefore we say no shvuah during this time period. Okay, period. Next. Where the husband did not say it. All right, so according to this reason, it sounds like the husband, right, according to this reason, maybe she'll have to take a shvua on the aputrapis aspect, and once we have that, then we'll be megalgel, like we spoke about yesterday a little bit. Okay, so now from here to the Mishnah quotes four opinions, different languages that the husband says to the wife. What does that language mean? So Amar Rava, number one, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Chiya, Delo neder u delo shvua. If that's the Lashon, no neder and no shvua. Who ain't a yachol lahashbia? He's not allowed to be mashbia her. Aval Yarshim mashbia nosab. But Yarshim will be able to be mashbia her. Because that's delo neder. It sounds like, I will not make you take a neder or a shvua. Naki neder v'naki shvua. You shall be clean from a neder and a shvua. Bein hu ben Yarshim ain't mashbia nosab. So then, even the Yarshim cannot be mashbia her. His Yarshim, why? Hachi ka'amar la man kis mi shvuasa. You are clean of any shvua. Meaning, even my Yarshim will not be able to be mashbia you. One. second opinion. Rav Yosef Amar Rav Chiya, Machlok is what Rav Chiya said, second opinion within Rav Chiya, Dilo Neder, Dilo Shvua, Hu Ini Yachal Hashbiya, Avol Yarshim Hashbiya Nosa, that he agrees with, Naki Neder, Naki Shvua, Beinu, Bein Yershia, Mershia Mashbiya Nosa, the opposite. If he says Naki, so then they can be Mashbiya her. Why? Hachi Gamar Lo, this is what that Lashon means, Naki, Nafsheich, Bishvuasa. Vindicate yourself with a Shvua. So that's Naki. It doesn't mean you should be clean from a Shvua. Make yourself clean with a Shvua. That's that Lashon. Number three. Shalach Rav Zakkai l'Rav Mar Ukva. Rav Zakkai said to Mar Ukva, Bein Delo Shvua. If he says Delo Shvua, Bein Denaki Shvua. Bein Delo Neder, Bein Denaki Neder. The critical issue, Rav Zakkai says, is not those Lashonas, but it's the following. Mi nechasai, the Bach changes it, mi nechasai, from my nechasim, hu in yachol hashpi, av yarshim hashpi rosa. He can't be mashbiya her, but the yarshim can. Mi nechasai elain, from these nechasim, bein hu bein yarshim, hi mashbiya nosa. Then he's focusing on the chefsa, on the property, and he's saying, you do not take a shvua about this property. So again, that's number three. Amar, yeah?
It would seem to be mashal like Pnei Yeshua,
Mipnei Yeshua, they have to write it. So the Pnei Yeshua's reason to write it, I guess, was to take precautions because it's not Shas Kenyan. So you're right, okay. Right, you're saying maybe just on a practical level, if these are all Amiras, who's going to remember what was said? So it sounds like Kasav is literal. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Mishum Apishol Bein Ema Miriam, right, his mother's name. Bein Delo Shvua, Bein Denaki Shvua, Bein Delo Neder, Bein Denaki Neder, Bein Menachasai, Bein Menachasai Hilein, says Apishol in all these cases. Bein Hu, Bein Yarshav, Ein Mashbi Nosa. I say, in Lamdis, the woman should never have to take a Shavua, in all these Lashonos. Because he is pottering her. What else is he saying? Avamayasa says, Abishol, what could I do? Sheharei Amru Chachamim, but Chazal said, Habalifar Minechse Yisamim, Lo Tifar Elifar Elab Shavua. What could I do? If the husband potters himself, it doesn't work. Rashi says, Abishol is arguing on our Mishnah. Abishol is saying that the husband has no right to uproot a Takana Durabanan of that if a woman gets paid from Yisomim, she has to get paid with a Shvua, and it's impossible to for her to make herself putter. The Ritva explains, expanding on why not. We said back on Daf in the Nuns, Nunvav or so, that you could even make a tznai on what the Torah says, B'davar Shebe Mamon, according to some opinions. So this is a Davar Shebe Mamos. Why can't she make a tznai? What the Chachamim did greater, also Chizik Yosef Mishal Torah here. What's the Sfar of Abishol? Why could he do that? So says the Ritva, let's find this, says the Ritva, Yesha Pirshu, Shemode, I'm sorry, where is this, he says, no, Ma'esa, Shari La'inyin Piron, Ksuba Minah Yisomim, Ein Shum Ne'emonis Mo'il, Takanes Chachamim Mochletes Haisa, She'ein Nefran Minichsi Yisomim Ela B'Shvua. That's what it sounds like, Nirashitas Rashizal. It's a takanes chachamim mochlates. They didn't leave any room. So right, when the Torah says a law, maybe they left room for you to be mochelet. But by this takana derabanan, Abishol assumes that no, you can't get out of it. This is a takanes chachamim mochlates, and you can't get out of this. And you could say, it's not even for him. It's not even his. This is in her world. And if it's in her world, this is her chiyav, and that's it. You can't get out of it. That is Rashi and the Ritva is explaining. Other Rishonim, the Rambam and the Rif, seem to say maybe the only reason Abishol is not arguing on the Mishnah, but in all of these Lashonos, they're Lashonos Geruos. They're like not perfect Lashonos. Delo Neder, Delo Shvua. You're right. If you would say Beferish, oh, I am not going to be Mashmiya you, like our Mishnah said, that would work, even according to Abishol. But here the problem is that these aren't perfect Lashonos. That's why Abishol says that they don't work. The Ikadami La Masisa, finishing up, some have this not as Shmuel in the name of Abishol, but just as a separate brisa. Some have just Abishol has a brisa. Abishol, Ben Miriam Omar, Ben Delon, 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 Same exact Shita, but just said as a brisa instead of as a memra that Shmuel said in his name. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Halacha k'ben ema Miriam. Halacha like k'ben ema Miriam, like Abishol. And again, Machlokas Mishonim, whether Abishol is going against our Mishnah, that would be a big nafkamina. Rashi says he's going against our Mishnah, explained by the Ritva, while the Rambam and the Rif and others, seem, and the other Gaonim, seem to say that no. He's only saying that in these bad language Lashonos, so that's where Lashon Lashonos Geruos, that's why it doesn't work, but he would agree by a solid Lashon. Next, Mishnah. Hapogamas ksuba asa lo tivar ala b'shvua. If a woman is pogam or ksuba, if a woman says, well, the Mishnah is going to explain each of these, but we'll say it already. If a woman says, I got already some of my shvua, I collected some of it, but not all of it, she then has to take a shvua, because that's a reyasa. If she got some of it, who says she didn't get all of it? So therefore, she has to take a shvua. The Chedushi Arim is bothered why this halach is cited only by a woman. It's applied by every shtar. If you're pogim a shtar, you have to take a shvua. So why dafka is this said by ksuba? So he says, related to a gemara we had all the way at the beginning of Afalpi, the fifth parak. The chiddush is that even if she's pogim tosefes ksuba, I got some of my tosefes, but she admits she didn't get any of the ikar ksuba, even there, motifar ala b'shvua. So the Mishnah, the Gemara already said this earlier, when at the beginning of the fifth parak. Shabisha chidsha af im pogma b'tosefes ksuba, ein goves ikar ksuba. That's one day of the chiddush yerim. O tirates, he says, another reason might be is, the Mishnah's b'chadesh, that by a ksuba, even if she says she was paid up during the zman, right, during the husband's lifetime, so we still have to make her to take a shvua. By other shtaris, if somebody says you pay me back half during the time before the loan was due, then we're not going to make her take a shvua because there's a chazaka, ein ad parei b'tok zmano, there's a chazaka on the other side, that people don't pay during the time. So you're right, he'll admit it, that it'll be that part of it, but the rest of it we assume was not paid up. So the halacha would only apply here by ksuba that she admits even b'tok zmano. This relates to, is there a tok zmano by ksuba? The Reb Chaim that we mentioned a number of times, that a ksuba is an unusual type of case. You're mischayiv yourself, that you're going to be mischayiv yourself by a future event. That's usually you have a chiyav period. Here is a two-stage chiyav. So maybe that relates to there is no real tok zmano by ksuba. The chiyav already kicked in at the time of the marriage. So maybe that day of the Chiddush Yerim relates to that. But that's 2 days of the Chiddush Yerim. Why this halacha is specifically by pogamas ksubasa.
What's the husband maintaining? Did he pay the whole thing?
The husband is maintaining, yeah. Did he pay everything? You got everything. You see, you got half. You got everything, or maybe it's the Yarshim. They say, I don't know, but we'll see. So, Bagabas Ksubasa has to take a shvua. Eid echad midashi perua lo tifar lo b'shvua. A 1 aid that says it's paid up. She says no, it was not paid up. She also has to take a shvua. Minichse yisomim minichas b'shubatim. If she's collecting from yisomim or from nechasim b'shubatim, she's going to buyers from the husband's property. V'shalom b'fadav, and also if the husband or a malve or the love is not there, lo tifar ala b'shvua. So in all those cases, she can only get paid up with a shvua. So now that was the title of the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah lists off every case, explains it. Hapagabes ksubasa keisad. What's the case? Hasa ksubasa elav zuz. Her ksuba is the thousand zuz. Vamalas kabat ksubase. And he says you've already gotten your ksuba. Right, it's a case of divorce. Vihio meres lo kabati elamana. She says no, I only got a mana. I only got, you know, 1/10 of it. Lo tifar la b'shvua. So she has to take a shvua because she admits that she got part of it. That is already a reyasa. Eidach habida she parua. 1 aid that she was paid up. Kate said, what's the case? Hazik subas elav zuz. The ksuba was 1,000 zuz. Vamalas kabalt ksubasech. And he says, you already got your ksuba. Vihiyomes lo is kabalti. No, I didn't. The eidach habida she parua. And 1 aid says that it is paid up. Lo tifar la b'shvua. So she has to pay with a shvua. So again, if 2 witnesses would say it was not paid up, then she'd not get anything. Right? 2 aidim. But if 1 aid, so 1 aid has this, on a daraisa level, has this middle status. He could be mechayev shvua, but he can't be motzi mamon. At least lechadchila. If the person cannot take a shvua, then he would have to pay. So that's the question we alluded to before. What's the case of nechazim mishvatim? Machar, the Bach adds in, kol nechaz of lacherim. Person sells all of his property to somebody else. V'nefras min alakuchas, and she's going to collect from the kuchas. Lo tifar l'beshvua. She has to take a shvua that she did not collect yet. V'nechze yisomim keitzad. Meis v'nech nechaz of liyisomim. Person dies and leaves nechasa for his yisomim, v'nefras mina yisomim, and she's collecting from yisomim, lo tifar ala b'shvua. Again, she only gets paid with the shvua. Shalom b'fanav keitzad, what's the case of shalom b'fanav? Halach lo l'medina sayam, the husband goes to medina sayam, v'nefras shalom b'fanav, and it's time for her to get paid, so the bezin is going to his assets and collecting. V'nefras ala b'shvua, again, she has to take a shvua. The Gemara is going to explain each of these. Why did I have to go through each one of these? You know, don't we know it for the title? And the Gemara wants to explicate it. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, Kol zman she tovas ksubasa, ha-yarshin mashbiyin osab. Whatever she's being tovea her ksuba, the yarshin can make her swear. Ve-beinu tovas ksubasa in yarshin mashbiyin osab. And if she's not being tovea her ksuba, the yarshin cannot make her swear. What's Reb Shimon talking about? That's tomorrow's daf. 3 days in the Gemara. What exactly does Reb Shimon mean? Unclear what he means. Gemara. Okay, let's get back to the case of Pogemes Ksubasa, says the Gemara. So what was the case of Pogemes Ksubasa? She says, you owe me the whole Ksuba. He says, I paid you the whole ksuba. She says, okay, you're right. I got paid part of it. I only want half of the ksuba. So, Sava, Rami Racham, Lameimar, Shvua Daraisa. This is like, is this a Shvua Daraisa? Pogamis ksubasa? Is this a Shvua Daraisa? Dikaton Masayim, because originally the discussion was about 200, Vikamodele Bimeya, and now she's admitting that she got paid half, and she only wants to get paid half now. Havilei hodav b'mixas atayna. This is the case of modav b'mixas. V'chol modav b'mixas atayna yishava. Is this a shvua daraisa? As we know, there are three shvua daraisas. Shvuas modav b'mixas, shvuas eid echad, we just had two of them, and shvuas hashomrim. Those are the three shvuas daraisa. All other shvuas are shvuas dirabanan. Right, Shavuos Heses is a low-level Drabanan. But anyway, we're going to refer to the Drabanans in a minute. But says the Gemara, is the Rabbi Racham is suggesting that in the Mishnah, Shavuos Daraisa. What's the difference if it's a Shavuos Daraisa or not? L'may nafkamina between a Shavuos Daraisa and a Shavuos Drabanan. So Rashi quotes here, Rashi says, Tab Rashi, Delo mafchinan la. Do you do Mefech Shavua? We had this a couple days ago. If somebody is chayav to take a Shavua, and for some reason they cannot, maybe they're chashud, we think they're going to lie. So do we throw the Shavua on the other person? So by Shavua Daraisa, no. Shavua Darabanan, yes. By Shavua Daraisa, you can't switch it. That's the nature of Shavua, of Shavua Daraisa. That's number one. The Rishonim discuss why Rashi only picks Mefech Shavua here, while on the next Amud, on Peches Amud Aleph, on the second Rashi on top, when he's describing Shavua Daraisa, he quotes a different Nafkamina. Rashi there quotes that a Shavua Daraisa is said with Shem Hashem and you hold the Sefer Torah. You hold the Sefer Torah. Some Shavua Daraisa is very scary. You hold a Sefer Torah. Some other sources say you really scare the guy. They close the lights and they put the tahara board in the room with you, right? Because to know that you should know what let me ask Alter Litein did b'cheshvan. You know, by before you take a Shavua Daraisa. But the Achronim more discuss why Rashi quotes Meifachir and there on the next Amud he quotes a different Afkamina. Okay. Either way, Rabbi Bar Chaba suggests, isn't this a Shavua Daraisa? It's a Shavua Daraisa. She's admitting to half. I got paid half, but I want the other half. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Ashti Tshuvas Badavar. Come on! This is Modem Mixas? There are two major problems with that suggestion. There's a lot to talk about in the next two lines. Let's first read them. Chada, number one, to call an Ishbon, Shabbatur, Nishbon, Velo Mishalman. What's a Shavua Daraisa? By definition, it's a Nishba V'Niftar. Modem Mixas means you say to me, you owe me $100, and I say, I only owe you 50. So I swear that I don't owe you the other 50. Shavua Daraisa is always Nishba V'Niftar. And I pay the other half. And what's going on here? She is saying, I only am owed 100, and then she's collecting. So this is a Nishba V'Notel. This is a Shavua Daraisa, number one. Number two, but owed, a Nishba in Al-Kvir Shiva Karkos. Also, there is never a Shavua, that's the rule, when there's karka involved. Karka is excluded from Shavua, based on psukim. Here, whenever you have a star is really the concretization of a lien on karka. So you don't swear regarding those types of cases. I swear about money, you say I owe you $100. I swear about property, you say I have your mashkon or something like that, or shomrim. But when it comes to karka, you don't swear. You don't swear on kfir shiba karkos. And this is as a ksuba is kfir shiba karkos. You're denying a shibut of a karka. So the whole thing shouldn't get off the ground. So what's Rabbi Rachaba suggesting? So that's why Rav is going to say, for sure it's not daraisa. But even before we get to that, the question that Rishonim deal with is, what was the havamina? What was Rabbi Rachaba's havamina? It's obvious that this is not a shvua daraisa. So, all the Rishonim struggle to try to figure out what he meant. The Ritva here says, he never meant the real Shavua Daraisa. Of course not. This is a backwards Modem Mixas. This isn't a real Modem Mixas. You know what he meant? Yesh Lomar Mitoch HaTchak. A little difficult. To Rabbi Rechama, Amar Lashon Sasam. Rabbi Rechama really said something that was unclear. We thought he meant a Ke'en Shel Torah. Not a real Modem Mixas, but we thought it was like a Ke'en Shel Torah modeled after a Daraisa. But really, he never really meant the Daraisa, because there's difference between a Daraisa and this. So really, the Ritva takes the teeth out of the Havamina. Really, he did not mean a Shua Daraisa. The Ran, though, takes it literally. Beautiful Ran. Says the Ran here, what's the source that a Shua Daraisa is Nishva V'Niftar? What's the source for that? The Pasuk says the Ran, on Mem Vav, where are we here? On Mem Vav, Amid Bays. Where did I underline this? Memchesam and Aleph, I'm sorry. Memchesam and Aleph. Velo Yishalem. Right? You swear, Velo Yishalem. Maybe the Rebbe Chava thought that that's Lav Dafka, that you don't pay, but really what the Pasuk mean is that you swear and hold on to what was the status quo from beforehand. So usually that means your property, you hold on to. But beforehand, what was here? The woman has a ksuba that says she's owed 200. So that's the status quo from before. So maybe that's what Veloy Shaleh means in the Torah. Swear and keep the status quo. Most of the time the status quo is keep the muchsat. But here the status quo means you owe me. That's what it means. Elamisha, Deloy Shalem Dekor Lav Dafka, Elamisha Bola Hamina Darab Cheskaska Harishona, Hu Nishba, Vikana Isha Bola Hamina Cheskaska, that the Baal owes her money. So that's what the Ron says. That was the Havamina. Veloy Shalem isn't literal. Comes the Gemara's answer. It says, no, it is literal. That's a second possibility. The Ritva, the Ron, and one more. The Rashba, yeah.
So what's the Shuas
Eirecha
in the Mishnah?
Is that a real... It's a good question. The Gemara is going to... Hopefully we'll talk about it a little bit. But a third shot, which is amazing Kiddush, the Rashba. You want to look this up? You can't look in the Rashba, because I looked for this... So this quoted, I looked in the Rashba, the Rashba ends on Pei Gimel, in Ksubis, the Zomar Rashba. So, maybe it's the Shiva Gubatsas. It is. Shiva Gubatsas quotes the Rashba, who says that maybe it's a Kiddush that by a Ksuba is Kegavui Dami. It's Kegavui Dami. So it's as if the woman, you know, has it already, and the Baal is trying to be motzi it from the woman. So that's a big chiddush to say it's kegavi dami. But either way, those are a couple of possibilities what the havamina was of Rami Bar Chama. Good. So those are the two kashas. Number one, it's an ishva v'dotel, and number two, Eidus Barak V'Yishib Karkos. Tosas, by the way, on top, causes a third problem. The Gemara didn't even bother to mention it. The whole svara of Moshe Mixas doesn't apply here. Back on Babatzia Daf Gimel, right? We mentioned this before. What's the svara? Why does the Torah say, right? The Gemara is Darshin in time of the Kra. Why does the Gemara say there's a Shua Moshe Mixas? Because really, the person wants to deny everything. But he doesn't have such brazenness, so he's going to admit to part of it. So we make him, but you know what? He doesn't want to admit to the whole thing because he has enough money now. So we make him swear, so he'll admit to the whole thing, and he'll pay eventually. So that whole svara doesn't apply here. So that's a third kasha that the Gemara could have asked, says the top Tosis. Good. Next. So the Gemara answers, Ela Amar Rava, you're right. Midrabanan. This Shua Pogamis Ksubas is Midrabanan. Why? Diparadayik. People who pay are medactic and realize what they paid. Demifra elodaik. People who get paid aren't as medactic. You know, let's say you go over to somebody and say, I owe you money. You're like, you do? I don't remember. I never paid you. You didn't? I thought you did. People who pay are more medactic than people who get paid. And therefore, we assume the husband has like the upper hand here more than the woman who says she got half of it. Maybe she got the whole thing. She doesn't remember. That's why we make her take a shvua so that she is medactic whether she got paid or not. Tosfos here asks, in the second half of Tosfos Demifra, why doesn't the woman have a migu? Migu, she could have said, I didn't get paid. I didn't get any of it. She has a star that says she's owed 200. So why don't we say, Migu, she could have said, I didn't get paid at all. She's believed to say, I only got paid part. So two answers given. Tosfos answers, you don't say a Migu when we think somebody's making a mistake. What's a Migu? If he really wanted a lie, he could have said a better claim. But here, what are we saying? The person who gets paid doesn't realize. They don't do it on purpose. They make a mistake. So you can't say a Migu in that case. The chashash is that she didn't do it on purpose. So that's Tosfos. Lo shayakan Migu, hova taimim shu dol dayik. The whole issue here is that she wasn't medakti. That's Tosfos. The Ritva quotes that the woman wouldn't be, there's no migu here because this is a migu da ha'aza. Migu da ha'aza, the Gemara says, a migu of brazenness. It's not a better claim that she could have said because we don't assume she would have said it. She wouldn't deny getting anything if she got everything. So that's another, that's the migu da ha'aza, says the Ritva, and therefore we wouldn't say it. Okay. If she would deny the whole thing, we would trust her because there's a star here.
He has the upper hand.
No, but really there's a star. He only has the upper hand once she ruins herself. Once she ruins the star a little bit, he gets the upper hand. Somebody has a star. Somebody has a star. Period. Iboy luhu shaila. Pogemis ksubasa be'edim mahu. What about pogemis ksubasa be'edim, which we will say means the half that she got paid in front of witnesses. Or she says she got paid in front of witnesses. So if Isa the para be Eidim havi para la. So there do we say if she would have got paid the other half, she would have also done it in front of Eidim. So here we would believe her and we would not make her swear. Odim is remuye isramila. Maybe no. Maybe she wasn't medactic to have Eidim. It just so happened that when she got paid, there were Eidim there, so they witnessed it. But lav davka, she would make sure to get Eidim. So Tashma, the Mishnah says in Masechta Shavuos, Chol Nishpat Shabbat Torah Nishpat Lo Mishalmin. All Shavuot Arises are Nishpa V'Niftar. Ve'elu Nishpa V'Notlin. And the following are all the Nishpa V'Notels. That's the Mishnah over there. It's a whole block, that Mishnah. Whole list of Nishpa V'Notels. Shavuot Durabanan. Hasachir. Somebody who's working for somebody and says they didn't get paid. And the Baal Abayi says he did get paid. Ve'Nigzal. Nigzal says he didn't get his money back. Ve'Nechbal. Somebody who says that you wounded me. And he says, no, I didn't wound you. Or if the other person is chayav a shvua, which he cannot take, so you throw the shvua on the other person. The case of chenvani al pinkaso, which the Mishnah there describes at length. You have a storekeeper who gave money to somebody to pay his workers, and he gave fruit to somebody to sell, and they both come back to him, and the one person says, I didn't get paid, the other guy says, I didn't get the fruit. So it's a whole bachlokus there, and the chenvani is stuck. V'hapogim shtaro shelo be'edim. That's what's important for us. If somebody is poking their star, shelo be'edim. So we assume shelo be'edim in, only not in front of edim is there a shvua be'edim lo. If he was poking star and he says he got paid half in front of edim lo, he would not have to take a shvua. So isn't that a raya? So Gemara says, no, lo mi boy kamar. Maybe that mishnah is lav dafka. Lo mi boy over there is saying, not only be'edim devadei tzricha shvua, not only by pogim shtaraso, but edim. There you for sure need a shvua. Why? Avo shalo be edim. But if there were no edim with anything, so emi tevi kameshav av edim, there's going to blow shvua. Like the Havimin we said before, if there were, like the question of the Migu question, if there were no edim, maybe we'll say, look, she's doing him a favor. Or every person, a lova, is doing the guy a favor by admitting that half of it, the malva is doing him a favor, by saying half of it was paid. So you might say, pogame? You're going to make him swear? What do you mean? He did him a favor by admitting to half. Kamash Malan, that's the chiddush of shaloba, even shaloba edim, he has to take a shvua. So there's no answer to that question of pogames ksubasa be'edim. Next question, the Gemara asks three questions here. Question two, Ibailahu, Habokemis Ksubasa, Pakas Pakas Mishavapruta. Let's say she's Pogim or Ksuba, but she has exact records of what she got paid. And sometimes it's even less than the Pruta. On Tuesday you paid me a half a Pruta, the following Wednesday you paid me. So she's so medactic. So is that a reflection that she's very careful and she didn't forget anything? Or is she making the whole thing up? Mahu. Mi amrina kivit the kadaika kulehai. Since she's so careful, kushta karma, she must be telling the truth. Odima ayurumi kama arma. Or she's making up a good story. Teku. So, also, again, no answer. Iboy lahu. Last one. Pocheses ksubasa. Mahu. What if she does not say that I got paid after ksuba, but she says, we already had an arrangement from the beginning that even though it says $1,000 in the ksuba, I'm only going to collect $200. What if she has that arrangement and she admits that? Mahu. But then the husband says you got paid even that. So me, I'm reading Haina Pogemas. Do we say it's the same issue as Pogemas? Odimel, no. Pogemas modibim mixas. Holokam modibim mixas. Or we say, no, Pogemas is at least modibim mixas. That's a shvua. Maybe it's patterned after a shvua daraisa, even if it's not a shvua daraisa. But here she's denying everything. She's saying I didn't get paid anything in terms of what I originally needed. So Tashma, so it's a beferish brisa. Pocheses tifarish lo b'shvua. A case of pocheses, she makes less, she gets paid without a shvua. Ketzad, what's the case? I just elav zuz. It's a thousand zuz ba'armalais kabal ksubasek. He says, you got your ksuba. V'hi omeris, lois kabalti. I didn't get paid. Vein elamana. But you should know, my ksuba is, I'm only collecting 100, but I didn't get paid anything. Nifrah shalo b'shvua. That's pocheses. So you see, it's shalo b'shvua. We answered that question. Ask the Gemara, b'may gavya. So, I don't see it. So pocheses, she collects even without a shvua. So with what is she collecting? With this star that she says is false? B'hai shtara, hai shtar chas b'amu. This star is a piece of clay. Meaning the star is meaningless. She says it's a false star. Right? It says 1,000 and he was only mishabed himself to 200. So how could she even collect it all? So Amarava, Braid the Rabbah, but Omeris Amana Haisali Beni Leveno. No, really it was a true star. It says 1,000. He obligated himself to say he's going to pay me 1,000. I told him, you know what? I'm only going to demand from you 200. But the star was fine. He obligated himself to 1,000. I personally said, you know, I'll only collect 200 from you. But that's why it's good. Says the Ritva, and since she says this, it's a full star with all the power of a star. V'shtar kazeh kasher afilu l'nechasem mishubadim l'gamrei. Sharin ishtabit karoi l'chol kasebo. It's a regular good star. Why is this a chiddush? Because the ksos is kasha. The ksos asks in Simin Kuf Tzadik, 190. Same in Kuf Tzadik, Sivka and Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch there uses a Lashon, Ein Shtar Kone Lachatzain. Shtar isn't Kone part. Doesn't work. You can't be Kone, right? Kivetcha, Batla Miksasa, Batla Kula, it says by Shtar. So ask the Ksos, what's this Gemara talking about? It's a Shtar B'Miksas. What only, the Shtar says 1,000. Are we going to use it as a real bona fide Shtar to collect part? So says the Ksos, it must be that we're misreading the Gemara. It must be that really, why they made a kinyan for the ksuba, some other type of kinyan. And the shtar is just a shtar raya. We know there's two types of shtar, a shtar kinyan and a shtar raya. A shtar kinyan is a shtar that I use to buy a piece of land. A shtar kinyan is a shtar that I get. Shtar kiddushin, that's a shtar kinyan. A shtar raya is just a shtar that a kinyan took place, and the shtar is a raya that it took place. I write in there that Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. So shtar raya isn't accomplishing anything, it's just there for a raya. Says the Ksos, it must be here that it's a shtar raya, not a shtar kinyan. Because if it was a shtar kinyan, it wouldn't work. It would be a kinyan lachatzoin. So it must be here that they were makna the ksuba with some other type of kinyan, and this shtar is just the shtar raya. That's the Ksos. The pashtus against the Gemara. The Nesivas on Ksos argues. The Nesivas says, no. A person can be mishabi themselves. The Shulchan Aruch means something else about kinyan lachatzoin. But the Nesivas here, there in Simin Kuf Tzadik, argues. He says, no, you can have a kinyan lachatzoin even by a shtar kinyan, because it was a personal shibud that the husband took upon himself. Machlokes Ksos and Nesivas in Simin Kuf Tzadik. Okay, we'll stop here. Eid Echad comes up tomorrow, starting with the question of Yisrael, is that a Shavuot Daraisa? Maybe tomorrow we'll start off with talking about the Lundus of Eid Echad.
Okay, the Ksubis is a thing.